Ladies and gentlemen, this man is a superstar. This man right here, even with Patrick Mahomes in the league, even with Lamar Jackson in the league, and any other quarterback you pick, there is not a single soul who will sit up there and tell you, I don't want Josh Allen. This brother is that special. But here's where it gets tricky. Josh Allen has been knocking on the door. And like I say, my man Cam Newton and the rest of the group, don't let it be you. Don't let it be you. And he has it. It ain't his fault they couldn't hold on to a lead with 13 seconds left. It ain't his fault when he shows up and Kincaid lets it go right through his hands. It's not his fault. But in the end, Patrick Mahomes is home. Lamar Jackson is home. You looking at Justin Herbert, who hasn't won a playoff game. Trevor Lawrence only got one. C.J. Stroud is young. Okay, they got to do something. You're looking at Pittsburgh. They're not that formidable offensively. You're looking at New England. Drake May just getting started. Josh Allen, this is the best chance he has had to get this team to the Super Bowl.
I was Stephen A. yesterday, first take. Josh Allen has the most pressure on him this postseason, which I think is fair among all the playoff quarterbacks. He did not have Justin Herbert in his top five.
That's a little surprising.
I would have Herbert probably somewhere in the top five. He definitely has more pressure on him, and the Chargers, as we talked about yesterday, definitely have more at stake when it comes to this game and moving forward and how they'll be viewed. And I do think there's more pressure, more urgency on the Chargers and Herbert's side.
You know what's funny about Herbert, though, is because everybody's pointing out, oh, Josh Allen has to win because there's no Burrow or Allen or Lamar. And obviously, Allen has been able to beat Mahomes, I mean, in the regular season, but not in the playoffs. Justin Herbert, I know it's only been two games. He lost to C.J. Stroud and Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
So it's not, you can't even make the excuse that, like, well, it goes into the Chiefs, that's a buzzsaw. Or, like, you know, when guys lose to Brady every year, like, well, he lost to Tom Brady. It's like, no, he's lost to guys that he should be better than.
Correct.
And so that looks even worse.
And I take it a step, this is his sixth year.
Yeah.
So I take it a step further than that even, where it's like, all right, all those guys are knocked out. Like, if Herbert's not going to do it now, when's he ever going to do it?
He may not.
So this, I think there, Allen should definitely be number one.
Yes.
And, you know, I think some of the other quarterbacks that you look at around the league, and we'll get to them here coming up. I'm not telling you Herbert was right behind Josh Allen or at the top of the list, but I think he should be higher on the list than outside the top five.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because you have a lot of young quarterbacks in the league. I mean, you have 3 second-year quarterbacks that are in the playoffs, so those guys can't possibly have the same amount of pressure as Herbert.
So we've been talking about Pats and Chargers all week, but today we really wanted to roll our sleeves up and get into the game. We already gave you the tale of the tape. It's up now at
Looks
Jones
good.
And Keefe. We'll revisit it later on in the show, but too long didn't read. 9 check marks for the Pats versus 6 for the Chargers. You go, wait a minute, there's 15 categories?
Yeah.
There are on this show.
Take a look.
So go seek those out. Again, we'll revisit later on in the program. But I also thought it'd be good, we as a show thought it would be good, to rank the playoff quarterbacks on the scale of you got to win this game, right? You got to win a game this weekend. Which quarterbacks do you want from most to least, 1 through 14? We'll go through all the names and kind of negotiate here as we go. So, Billy, why don't you throw some QBs at us, and we'll tell you where we rank them and how we feel about them.
All right, Bo Nix.
All right, Bo Nix, remember, now on the scale, we're talking about to win a game. Bo Nix might not dazzle you with 400 yards passing, 4 touchdowns, no picks, and a great completion percentage and all that. But he's got a little something. He's got, I don't know, a je ne sais quoi.
Moxie is the word you used the other day. It's a good word for
moxie. He's got chutzpah. He has
chutzpah,
fourth.
Moxie,
he has,
he has
fourth quarter comebacks in him. So I like Bo Nix. I have been a proponent of Bo Nix since the draft. I think he's good. He did go to the perfect place. He has a great defense. He has a coach that, you know, is used to Drew Brees, who he's kind of similar to. So he couldn't have been in a better spot.
And Patriots fans should appreciate him. And the way we're asking this question helps him. Because if it's just like, who's the best quarterback, he would be lower on my personal list.
Yeah.
But when you ask, all right, you need to win a game, which means I trust this quarterback in a big spot.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I would translate it anyways.
Drop back, do it to the other team.
He's come a long way. So like, Bo picks.
And the, right.
He,
has he?
Patriots fans, yes.
Nick.
Patriots fans should appreciate that. Even if he doesn't put up the gaudiest stats, when he has to, he comes through in a lot of these spots. So he's going to do well on this list. Now he's the only name on the list.
Right now we have him at number one. No, but what has worked against the Broncos overall in some of our discussion, like, oh, they should have lost to the Giants, they should have lost to the Jets, they should have lost to all these teams, works in favor of Bo Nix in this scenario, because when they needed it, at the end of the game, where you're like, oh, the game's over, team just has to stop, he'll move them down the field 40 yards, they'll kick a field goal. And
he's
like,
also the reason they need the 33-point comeback.
Okay, giveth and taketh away.
I agree with that.
Giveth and taketh away.
But if you have a quarterback who plays lousy for 3.5 quarters, but then when you need to, wins you the game, like, I don't know that there's a more important skill set than a guy who can kind of flip the switch, and when you need it, he can do it. That's probably the most important thing at the position.
So, like, if it's Patriots-Broncos in Denver, and the Patriots score to take the lead by 3, and there is, you know, under 2 minutes to go, and they get the ball, like, the game's not over.
Nope.
Yeah.
I agree. All right, so Bo Nix is the only name on the list right now, currently at number one.
Yes.
Who else?
Drake May.
I have him number one.
All right, well, Bo Nix, you're dropping down.
As much as I like Bo Nix, I will take Drake May. I thought he was the MVP of the season. There's obviously the unknown with the playoffs. We don't know how he will be in the playoffs. This is sort of a projection going forward. He didn't have a lot of chances for a fourth quarter comeback this year, but he's just been so good overall. The completion percentage, the deep ball passing, his ability to run, limit the turnovers. Like, yeah, I got Drake May at number one.
Okay, May should be number one ahead of Nix. Although, I do think Nix, if you need to like rally and come through in a clutch spot, has been better than May. May came back against the Ravens. May led a game-winning drive in a tie game against Buffalo earlier this year. He also hasn't come through against the Raiders and the Steelers and Buffalo the second time.
Yep.
So, I would have Drake May ahead of Bo Nix, though. Okay, what else?
Trevor Lawrence.
All right, he's at the bottom of the list, I think.
I'd put him below Nix.
Me too.
He kind of caught fire.
Even though he just beat him head-to-head pretty handily.
Yes. He caught fire a little bit. He's still one of those guys that I don't truly believe in. There's a couple other names on this list that are in the same boat, so maybe it's just unfair bias. But Trevor Lawrence, I mean, he's been running more, too. He's been, like, running in the end zone, and the Jaguars are on, like, a bit of a heater. But I just go back to that same scenario where it is, like, a two-minute drill. I'd be more afraid of Bo Nix and the Broncos than I would be Trevor Lawrence.
Same. And so I'd answer it the exact same way. Okay, fine, they won. They've been playing from in front in a lot of these games. Now, that's a bad thing. I mean, if you're dominating and winning from in front, I just don't think that's sustainable and you're going to win every game that way. So I want to see Trevor Lawrence in a closer game. And thinking back on his year, he beat the Chiefs in a close one, although the Chiefs aren't what we thought they were going to be. I would have Nix ahead of Trevor Lawrence, yes. But Lawrence is playing very well. I'd acknowledge that.
He did. He had some hot games, but finished the year with the 20th QB rating in the league, in between Tyler Shuck and Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, and he's won a playoff game before, but, you know, maybe we'll feel silly about this after the postseason. I'd have him below Nix.
Right.
Who else?
Aaron Rodgers.
All right.
Yeah, how do you square this one away?
So Rodgers, to me,
this one's tricky. So Aaron Rodgers this year, 24 touchdowns, 7 picks.
I'd probably put him below Lawrence right now, but I think he's definitely below May and Nix. We agree on that?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you'd put him ahead of Lawrence?
I would.
I don't think I would.
Maybe.
In fact, I would not.
You wouldn't? All right, Nick wouldn't.
You'd
put him at the bottom of this pile?
As of right now,
because we keep betting against him.
He's just recently, historically, loses in the playoffs all the time.
Actually, good point. He is a loser who's won. As we did that years ago, or months ago.
So you want to put him at the bottom, or you want Billy to break the tie?
No, let's put him fourth.
Nick just swayed you.
Nick swayed me. Wow. Good argument.
He lawyered you.
Part of me was like, well, he has won a Super Bowl, but he's also had so many, like, he's had more letdowns than he has breakthroughs.
Okay.
So, yeah, okay, I got him fourth.
So we have four names so far. May's at the top. So far. This is a living and breathing rankings.
Yeah, we don't do this. This is a new.
No, this is quite new. May,
this is what they
Nix,
did for tears when we were gone.
How's
Lawrence,
it feel? Oh yeah, apparently
Rodgers. Okay, who's next?
C.J. Stroud.
So, I don't really like C.J. Stroud that much.
He's won playoff games in back to back years.
I'd put him above Trevor Lawrence.
Oh wow, I was going to say I'd put him above Rodgers. You're putting him ahead of Lawrence.
Yeah.
Okay. Aaron Rodgers remains at the bottom of the list. I think I'd still have Lawrence ahead of Stroud the way that Lawrence is playing.
So they've both won playoff games. Like you said, they've both beaten Justin Herbert, as it turns out. In the playoffs, C.J. Stroud is 2-2 in his career. 4 touchdown passes, 1 pick, a QB rating of 100.5. He was a lot better his first year, his rookie year. He had better numbers than he did a year ago. But 2-2, that, you know, Texans offense doesn't exactly scare you. So I don't know. I'm not dug in on it, but you have him below Nix.
Well, let's have Billy break the tie.
Okay.
All right, it is yes, I would have him below Bo Nix. C.J. Stroud is ahead or behind Trevor Lawrence?
Ahead of Lawrence.
Ahead of Lawrence, okay. C.J. Stroud checks in
there
at number 3. That's a win for Keith.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
Josh Allen.
has to go to the top of the list.
I got number one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's any shame in it. Again, this is a different discussion than who's the MVP or who had the better season. But you're taking everything together. He's still, I think, the best player maybe in football, right? Because, you know, especially with the season that Mahomes had. I think Josh Allen's the guy. So
you need a guy to take over late. And
it's also why there is the most pressure on him, because he is the best player.
Right, and he hasn't won a Super Bowl,
no.
Which I get. He has a winning record in the postseason.
He's won playoff games.
He's 7-6 in the playoffs in his life. So, like,
well, that's even more games than I thought.
Yeah.
He's had 13 playoff games.
Like, to me, I think he has to go number one. Drake's never had the opportunity to do it, but he's also never done it. I got to win a game. May's had a better season, but I would rather have Josh Allen. I agree with no shame in him being number one.
We're not fair.
I'm sure we're going to hear from Patriots fans about that, but Josh Allen deserves to be at the top of the list. Right. Okay.
Justin Herbert.
Ooh, I would say below May, but probably above Knicks. Or,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I think he's good. I know he's 0-2 in the playoffs, but people are – so I still wouldn't take Stroud over him.
They've both beaten him.
I know.
Oh, I'd put him – I was going to toggle between
him. Four interception game in the playoffs.
I was going to toggle between him and Rodgers.
Okay. So you think you're putting like a ton of weight. So Curran said yesterday, 50% of the test is the playoffs. It feels like you're going like 85% of the test.
Okay,
is the
but
playoffs.
Like, yeah.
And specifically two games.
Did Herbert have a great year?
He was a Pro Bowler over those guys.
Okay, but that doesn't matter.
Yeah, Pro Bowls are huge. People count Pro Bowls all the time.
Okay, but like, did he have a great year this year? No.
Herbert?
Yeah.
Yeah, 26 touchdowns, 13 picks. Eh. Yeah, it's not great. It's
3,700 yards, which in today's NFL, not that much.
All right, so now you're one of these Herbert haters.
Well, no, I just...
You're a sneaky Herbert hater.
I think I would. Maybe this is crazy because Rodgers has won a Super Bowl.
You have Nick Stroud and Lawrence above Herbert?
Yep.
Jesus.
To win a game. Keith, the question is to win the game. It's not who puts up the best numbers. I got to win a game. The guy's never won one.
But at some point, you have to weigh in some of the numbers.
Okay.
You got to think about some of the numbers. No, yeah. I mean, I guess you can tell. He is, from what we've seen, in the most recent playoff game was even worse.
Uh-huh.
Right? Last year was even worse than the first.
Where do you want to put him? You want to put him after May?
Maybe after Knicks. You want to put him after
Lawrence? I'll meet you there. You want to put him one notch below Knicks, and we'll put him ahead of Stroud and Lawrence.
No, you do make a compelling case.
He's lost to both.
He has lost to both.
So he's above just Rodgers?
Yeah, I guess.
Let's put him six. Okay. Rodgers, you're dropping down. You're number seven, bud. I feel like this is a little disrespectful to Rodgers' career, but not to who Rodgers is present day.
That's the AFC crop,
okay.
Which is really funny, because going into the year, you would have assumed Lamar, Burrow...
Lamar,
Burrow, Mahomes all would be in there. Yeah.
Most of the names aren't here. Okay, those are the AFC crop, as you put it. All right, give me the NFC.
Sam Donald.
Last.
Yeah, he's below Rodgers.
People are going to lose their minds on that one, but he had a good season. He had back-to-back 14-win seasons.
He won 14 games. Yeah, he did that last year. And he crapped his pants in epic fashion last year.
Again, if we're going to go with playoff.
I got to win a game. I don't want him. He might be below some other names on the list. Okay,
he Darnold. 25 of 40 last year. Did throw a touchdown.
Nice.
Also threw a pick.
Mm-hmm.
And they lost 27-9.
Good job.
To the LA Rams.
All right, he's at the bottom of the list for the time being. This is living and breathing.
Yeah.
What else do we have?
Caleb Williams.
Ooh. Polarizing.
We
got to win a game. I like Caleb Williams, but probably below all the AFC guys.
Okay, so again, I keep going back to Rodgers as like the line of demarcation.
Yeah. Probably below him, though? Or would you put him above him? Now, he is aided by Ben Johnson.
Let's put Caleb Williams below Aaron Rodgers ahead of Sam Darnold. Let's do that. I like that.
Wow.
Okay. AFC greater than NFC so far.
So far.
So right now with 9 quarterbacks, we go Allen, May, Knicks, Stroud, Lawrence, Herbert, Rodgers, Williams, Darnold.
Whew.
With 5 more to go.
Let's get the people talking.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
What else?
Jalen Hurts.
All right.
Guy won a Super Bowl.
This is a tough one.
He pushed his way all the way. They pushed him into a Super Bowl.
I feel like they're playing well. I don't know that he's playing well. I feel like they're playing well.
I mean,
right
minimum,
now.
Though, you have to put him above Knicks.
Okay.
I'd put him above. Listen, I mean, now we're going too far afield for Bo Nix. Even for me, we're going too far if he's even better than the guy that just won the Super Bowl last
year. Are you putting him above May?
No.
Okay, so let's put him there.
Okay.
Let's stick him number 3.
Apparently 3.
And I know, look, I mean, Rodgers says, if we're not being deferential enough to Rodgers' career, Rodgers has won a Super Bowl. It was a long-ass time
ago. It was a long time ago, and he's had a lot of
Hurts just won it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, you got to win a game. Jalen Hurts is number 3 on the list. That feels high.
Yeah, but look at the crop.
We have more names to go,
I guess. That's because so many good ones aren't in it. Okay. So I don't think it's that crazy.
Okay. Next.
Bryce Young.
Last.
He probably has to go last. I like him more than maybe anyone.
Yeah, well.
And I don't even really even like him that much. I just like him more
than
maybe.
Did he get benched this year and then brought back in?
No, that was last year. He got hurt this year, so Andy Dalton.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, no, but last.
No, he's a wire-to-wire starter on a playoff team.
Sure he is.
All right, he's at the bottom of the list. I don't think we'll get much pushback there.
Matthew Stafford.
Last. No. Fourth? You have to win a game. He has to be ahead of Hurts. They've both won Super Bowls.
Ahead of May?
I think you might have to put him ahead of May. He's done it.
He's got to be second.
But Josh Allen hasn't done it. I'm still putting Josh Allen over him.
Yeah, but Josh Allen is overwhelming.
Yeah, but Stafford had Cooper Kupp the year he won.
Okay.
He also had a game-winning drive against Tom Brady.
I'm with Nick. I think he's got...
Number one?
This is not the MVP conversation. This is like got to win a game. Stafford and what he's done in his career and been in those big games
versus Allen, executed in them.
Oh, no. I'm saying I would have him after Allen, I think.
Oh, you would? Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Oh. So, no, I agree with that.
Oh, you have him above May.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought we were debating. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I thought you were making the case that he was number one. My point was, I'm not just going to base it off the Super Bowl. Nope. I know Allen hasn't won.
Allen is ahead of Stafford. Yeah, 100%. But he has to be above May. This is different than how we would vote on the MVP. But to win a game, Stafford 2, May 3. As of right now, more names to come. Who we got?
All right.
Brock Purdy.
Wait, before anybody says anything, I need to hear Keefe's answer on this because Keefe has been fully swayed by Brock Purdy.
I love Brock Purdy.
Winning him a fantasy championship.
My jersey's in the mail. The guy put up like 100 points in two games. So he is, I love him. I hated him going in. Thought he was a product of the system and the quarterback. They didn't need to pay him and all that stuff. He does move around pretty well. Mm-hmm. He does spread the ball around pretty well. Mm-hmm. He's had injuries all around him. Guys leaving all the time. So when you factor the whole thing in and you go back to the same exercise down by four or whatever with 2 minutes to go, I think that offense could move down the field.
Is he above or behind Knicks? That's the name that I'm honing in on. Like, I'd put him above Stroud, Lawrence, Herbert. Would you?
I know. Yes. Oh, I would.
Okay, me too.
I would.
Okay, so is he above or below Knicks? He's done it. Do we have to give him credit and put him above Knicks?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Let's put him five. He's after Hurts. He's
above
what
his playoff
Knicks, Stroud, Lawrence, Herbert. He's been to an NFC title game. He got hurt in it. At least one. What is his record? Let me guess. 5-3.
4-2.
Okay.
4-2, 6 touchdowns, 1 pick. QB rating of 96.2.
Yeah, I've always kind of liked Purdy. You're a recent convert on this.
I love him now.
So he was over his original Bo Knicks.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
He is right, currently so number five. Yep.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right, finally, Jordan Love.
What is his playoff record?
Post-Toyota-thon.
Yeah, we're not in the thon anymore.
It might be 0-1.
I don't think he's won a playoff game, right?
I don't think he's had many opportunities, has he? Nick might be right. Oh, he's 1-2.
Who the hell did he beat?
Hang on, I'm going to it. Efforting. Beat the Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh, a shootout. Yeah, that barely counts. They lose to everybody.
Well, you beat them.
All right, 1-2. So he's won a playoff game.
He has won a playoff game. 5 touchdowns, 5 picks. Last year in the playoffs, he lost and threw no touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Although it was Philly. Philly's defense is pretty good. They lost 22-10 in the wild card round.
So this is where our Herbert ranking becomes problematic. Because I want to put him behind Stroud, but then I also don't know that I want him ahead of Herbert, if that makes any sense. So...
Oh, honestly, I'd put Love, like, he's more closer to Caleb Williams to me.
Oh, okay,
I might even put him behind Aaron Rodgers.
Great. Let's drop him down there. Okay. That's fine.
Do you want to put him above Williams, Darnold, and Young?
Yeah, yes. Okay. Let's put him, he's won a playoff game, let's put him at 11. Okay, so we have our quarterback rankings.
So that's actually kind of funny. So the former Green Bay quarterback and the current Green Bay, you'd take Rodgers right now to win a game, then Jordan Love?
I think that's right.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, okay. I think that actually, I got to win a game.
Yeah, just one.
I'm not starting a franchise. I got to win a game. I think that is the
right
answer.
Not hanging out with the guy. No. Just needing to win a game.
Okay, so what do we have for rankings here?
All right, do you want to do 1-14 or 14-1?
14-1.
14-1. The worst quarterback in the playoffs as far as needing to win one game is Bryce Young.
Yep.
Sam Darnold, 13.
Nailed it.
Caleb Williams at 12.
Yep, don't want him.
Number 11, Jordan Love.
Also don't want him.
Number 10, Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Number 9, the guy the Patriots are facing this Sunday, Justin Herbert.
Admittedly, probably the hardest guy to rank.
Really difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number 8 is Trevor Lawrence.
Who beat Herbert.
Number 7, C.J. Stroud.
Who beat Herbert.
Number 6, Bo Nix.
Lost a playoff game last year.
Maybe the most respect Bo Nix is going to get anywhere outside of Denver is right here. I don't think anybody else would have him 6.
Yeah. we're giving him a lot of credit for a lot of tight wins this year.
Top five quarterbacks in the playoffs. Number five, Brock Purdy. Number four, Jalen Hurts.
Another tough one to rank.
Yes. Number three, Drake May.
Yep.
Also admittedly tough to rank because he's never played in the playoffs. A lot of we were kind of looking at what these guys did in the playoffs.
He hasn't failed in the playoffs and he might be the MVP.
Yeah.
I think that's right.
Number two, your guy, Matthew Stafford.
Yep.
And number one, Josh Allen.
Okay. You got to win a game.
Yep.
Allen, Stafford, May, Hurts, Purdy is our top five. Okay. What do you think of that? You can discuss 617-779-7937. We'll get a graphic up at Jones and Keefe along with the tail of the tape. Busy day on Twitter and Instagram today. Go seek those out. Would You Rather Wednesday, Jones and Keefe. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. At Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We just finished ranking playoff quarterbacks.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Here on Jones and Kiefel. I thought pretty well.
I thought so too.
You need to win a game. How would you rank them? Right. This is not just the best quarterbacks in the playoffs. You have to win a game. So we went at the top, Allen, Stafford, May, Hurts, Purdy. From then on, you can seek it out. It'll be up at Jones and Kiefel shortly. However, not everyone was a fan of it. Our guy Chuck up in New Hampshire thought this was who needed to win a game the most the whole time. So maybe I didn't phrase that very well.
That would also be a different list.
We go another one here. Guys, I know your lists are generally terrible, but this one is probably the worst.
It's an eye of the beholder kind of thing.
I wonder what kind of reaction you're going to get.
Probably poor.
Yeah, probably not great, I would imagine.
It's all right.
Somebody also said, how are you going to feel when number nine on your list, Justin Herbert, beats number three on your list, Drake May, on Sunday? I won't feel good at all.
I'll feel terrible, actually.
To answer that one, yeah. I won't feel good.
That's an easy one.
Let's take one quick call on our list. Feel free to weigh in. Steve is in Boston. Hello, Steve.
Hey, what's up, guys? Just wanted to call real quick. You got Aaron Rodgers at 10, but I mean, this is a guy who played 21 postseason games, above 500. You're talking about winning one game. He's won the Super Bowl multiple times.
Steve, we're not talking about Aaron Rodgers in his prime. Yeah. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers this weekend.
Right now.
Yeah, to win a playoff game.
Yes.
He has the playoff pedigree.
Yeah, but when was the last time he won a playoff game?
Yeah, great question.
He's not there anymore. 2020. I'll tell you. COVID.
2020 is the last time he won a playoff game.
Doesn't even count.
Yeah. So it's like, I actually think we're giving Rodgers a decent amount of respect where we have him on the list.
Yeah.
Maybe not, now that I look at
it. No, 10 out of 14, maybe it's not respect.
He's ahead of Love, Williams, Darnold, and Young. Actually, yeah, it's not a lot of respect.
No, it's not.
Okay, but like,
He's a tricky one to figure out, too, because he has had some, not only has he had some playoff losses, but like playoff losses as the number one seed, right? It's not like you scrape your way into the playoffs, you're happy to be there. Bryce Young's going to probably lose the game.
He has playoff chokes.
Yeah. That's the other thing, too. It's like games where they've had the lead, then he falls apart, or just, you know, he's had some bad moments.
What's his lifetime record? Do you have that?
He's 11-10.
Yeah.
11-10.
So it's a 50-50 shot you're going to win a playoff game with him?
Right, and he went 4-0 the Super Bowl year. So it's similar to a guy like Flacco, where it's like kind of blacks out for a year, has an unbelievable playoff run, and then everything else is usually one win, one loss. Kind of 1-1 most years.
This is a common theme on the text line. Okay. Caleb Williams too low, 7 comeback wins this year.
Guys, yeah, I like Caleb Williams.
Guys, Bryce Young had the most comeback wins this year.
No.
So, I mean, look,
he had the most comeback wins this year?
On an 8-9 team?
Maybe every game was a comeback win.
This is for his career. He has 14 game winning drives. I'm sorry. Not the most this
losing.
Year.
Every game they're losing.
Yeah. I think you got to balance.
We stand
by
the list.
Knicks is on a good team.
Yeah.
And he made the playoffs last year. He didn't win. But again, he's only had one crack at it.
Yeah,
May's had zero cracks at it. So some of it's projecting.
Yeah.
And some of it is, you know, based on what they've done in their career in past years, how they've played this year. It's a comprehensive list is what it is.
Yeah.
We put a lot of work into it. You heard it all live on the air.
I give you that. Bo Nix may be
a little too high. Might be a little too high.
Maybe a little high.
Whatever.
Yeah.
What's done is done, Keith. It's up now.
The list is the list.
I see it now.
Put it up.
At Jones and Keith. Of all the playoff QBs, who would you want to win one game? Twitch chat says I said that wrong. I feel like we said that 50 million times.
I feel like you said it a lot.
I think so, too.
It's all right there in the graphic, and there's little pictures of all the players, little headshots.
Pretty good.
It's really nice.
Big graphic day for Terp. Excellent work by Terp, who's going to join us at high noon.
Jeepers.
For Pure Hoops.
Full day for Terp.
With Terp about a half an hour from now. We also have the hashtag Dork Minute coming up in 15 minutes. Yes?
This is not my ex-wife, but a guy on the text line said, this list is like my ex-wife. Disgusting.
Right, that's his ex-wife.
No, no, not mine. I can't speak for that.
Sick Greg, bro.
Yeah, I can't speak to him or her.
Sorry to hear that, bud.
Yeah, disgusting in what ways? Okay.
It's the wrong ways, evidently.
It's a Would You Rather Wednesday.
All right, Bill.
Here on Jones and Keefe. What's our first Would You Rather, Billy?
All right. Would you rather the Patriots play on Saturday night, Sunday night, or Monday night?
I have a strong feeling on this, but I want your answer first.
Oh, I think it's perfect. I am thrilled with the Sunday night game.
So wrong.
This is the right answer.
So incorrect and wrong.
I don't want to play Saturday night. That's for college, and that's when I go dancing. Sunday night is when I think is the it's right in the middle of the playoff schedule. You don't have to wait till Monday. That's the worst.
The Monday night, we agree, would be
the
worst. They shouldn't even play that game. I don't get why they do that.
Money.
Okay, but I still, I don't get why they do that.
Yeah, I hate
three
the Monday
and
night
three
game.
Is what you yeah. should do. No, no, Saturday is the right answer.
Sunday night.
Saturday night.
Why?
I can watch the game.
Sure.
I can stay
up. You can't watch it on Sunday?
No, I can stay. But I, for work purposes, would rather have an extra day to go through all the post-game stuff.
Okay.
And I think most people who get up early for work.
But I'd rather talk about it more fresh.
Okay, but most people who do it for work would rather have the game on Saturday, get sleep or not a lot of sleep, and then get ready for work on Monday, I think. I would rather have it on Saturday night. I love the Saturday night time slot.
Selfishly, I'd rather not be up till 1 o'clock on Monday morning.
That's
and
selfish.
I have to get up at 5:30.
That's very selfish.
Because the Patriots are playing on Sunday night.
Yeah, yeah. But you're asking
but
me
football,
what would I rather?
Pro football.
So
meant
yeah, I'm
going to
be selfish
on
about
Sunday.
It.
It's meant to be played on Sunday.
I don't disagree with that.
Thank you. So I stand by it.
But now,
firmly.
Now I'm picking they could have played it Sunday at 1 o'clock. That's not an option. So now
I
got to pick out of the
nights.
Two night options.
Out of all the nights,
because we're crossing Monday out.
So you would rank
Saturday.
It Saturday, Sunday, Monday in that order.
Saturday. Yeah, I would just go in the order of the days of the week. Yes, yeah, that's how I would rank it.
How
would you do it?
I guess Sunday.
Start make a graphic.
Saturday, Monday.
Make another graphic.
We're doing top 5 days of the week on Friday. I have some pretty strong opinions.
I like it. Okay. Well, we disagree on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we do.
One. What else?
Would you rather John Harbaugh or Jim Harbaugh?
The Harbaugh brothers. Who'd you rather be your head coach? Obviously not here. Patriots are all set here. But just sort of in a vacuum, who would you want leading your team?
John.
Same. Jim, I mean, John was just in a place for 18 years.
Yeah, Jim's going to burn out.
Jim is going to burn
out. He's going to burn
out. Good coach, though.
Very, very good coach.
Very good coach.
This is kind of the opposite of what we were asking before.
Yeah.
It's like these are two really good options.
Oh, yeah, to win one game, I might still take John.
I would take John.
To win, to be with a team for the next 10 years, I think only John would be with a team for 10 years.
Jim Harbaugh is going to burn out and feud with people. And look, after 18 years, maybe Harbaugh and Lamar are feuding, meaning Jim.
Yeah.
And, after 20 years, Bill and Brady,
bad. Oh, there's a shelf life.
But I'm saying, Harbaugh is going to be feuding with everyone in your organization within, 4 or 5 years. He might win a bunch in the meantime. He probably will.
I just think,
I would rather John over Jim.
Winning a Super Bowl with Joe Flacco.
He beat Jim head-to-head.
True. So he did do that. But also with Joe Flacco, who I know you love, but I do not.
Flacco's good, so I don't understand your issue with that.
Unbelievable for him to do that. So he gets even more credit for it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, we agree on that one. What else?
Would you rather have a lot of pet fish or a lot of pet birds?
I know what. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I look in the dock.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. I hear it from the first time
so
from Billy.
A little peek behind the curtain. I write all these.
Sometimes I hear it from Billy for the first time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I go, I wonder
where it from?
Yeah, where did this come from?
I mean, my mind wanders.
It shouldn't matter. I just wonder.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not sure. Because sometimes I try to tie him into a Kiefer Madness story.
Right.
So we had a Kiefer Madness story about a monkey, but we already had a pet monkey story. Maybe that's what it was. I was going to ask about having a pet monkey, but we already did that.
That's been done.
That's been done. But then I was thinking about pets.
Would I rather have a pet fish?
Lot of pet fish or a lot of pet birds.
I'm sorry.
It's not one.
Definitely fish.
The answer's fish.
Easy.
Birds.
A lot of birds? I wouldn't even want one bird. Never mind a lot of them.
Where do you put them?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Now, one, maybe it's the cursing, smoking parrot that we have.
That's
that one's pretty sweet.
That's hilarious.
But a lot of birds just crapping everywhere and squawking at you.
Because you
got to
clean their cage.
Yeah. There's so much newspaper.
Yeah.
All the newspapers.
Right.
They barely make them anymore.
Yeah, I think that's how they stay in business.
He's getting a subscription to the Globe, the Times, the USA Today.
That's how the Globe has stayed circulating. It's just bird owners.
People who own birds. They are cool looking.
People
but then,
who own fireplaces and birds. That's how birds. That's how the Globe stays in circulation, I think.
I'd feel really bad, though, if they couldn't just get out and fly. And, they really wouldn't be able to do that. Where would you take them to fly? They would just, fly away.
I don't understand your logic on this. How's this any different with the fish?
Fish could
fish
swim in
restricted,
a tank.
But they're restricted.
But they want to swim away, too.
Yeah, but I get a big old tank. They'd be fine. They're so dumb. They wouldn't know the difference. The birds are smart. They can talk to you.
Birds have bird brains. They're dumb.
Fish don't even have brains.
Oh, good point. You got me there.
But fish, you get yourself a sweet tank.
Fish don't have feelings. Do they not have brains?
Feelings or brains. Where do you get your feelings from? Your brains. So I think a fish.
Mousetrap.
Big fish tank would be pretty sweet. Now, there's some upkeep there. I'm not saying that that's just like a set it and forget it.
Yeah, but you can hire that.
But a bird cage.
You can hire that out.
Well, you remember, was it Ocho Cinco or Antonio Brown? It was one of these wild receivers that had like an enormous fish tank, but they never cleaned it, and it was like a nightmare. And I think there was like all these dead fish in it. Remember that story?
No.
I think it was like an old madness.
This algae took it over and ate away at all their oxygen.
It may have been, don't quote me on this, it may have been Antonio Brown, and he may have stopped paying the person, I think, that was cleaning it. Did that check out?
Right. Yeah, that checks out.
I think
out.
That may have been the case.
I don't know if Steph Diggs has any fish tanks at his house.
They are cool, though. Mm. You yourself like a saltwater tank?
Well, that'd be nice.
Oof.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's really colorful fish in there.
But I think it's now now it's not even a debate anymore.
No, right.
Like, I could have like a really elaborate fish tank.
Yeah.
But just like basic bitch fish tank with a bunch of fish
swimming
around.
Yeah.
Or basic bitch bird cage with like a bunch of birds.
You throw like a fake treasure chest in there. That's cool.
This is an old Sports Illustrated headline. Antonio Brown accused of owing $2,000 for an aquarium filled with piranhas he killed.
Piranhas!
Now that's cool.
Oh, yeah, you throw some, like, real live animals in there and watch the piranhas eat them?
Well, or just, there's always, like, you know, the threat when somebody comes over.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I owe you $2,000? I might throw you in the piranha tank.
It's like in Snatch, where he's like, never trust a guy who has a pig farm.
Great call.
They'll eat anything.
It is like that.
He didn't pay the guy who installed a 220-gallon fish tank in his home.
Oh, it was a big tank.
When you can't
didn't pay him.
When you can't start paying your $2,000 bills and you're a millionaire athlete, that's a bad sign.
Is he in the slammer right now?
Yeah, I think that's right. He's been extradited to the U.S. and probably in the slammer.
It's not going great.
I think so.
It's going to be a tough Hall of Fame speech from there.
All right, so we agree it's fish.
Fish tanks. Yeah, a lot of fish.
Good. What else?
Finally, would you rather a bagel with butter or cream cheese?
Right, again.
I don't know.
This is just Keith sitting at home
for
2 weeks.
Breakfast.
Yeah. This is Keith. Did this come up at the kitchen table?
Yeah, no, I was asking my wife, hey, you got any good would you rathers? She's like, yeah, bagel, butter, or cream cheese.
Oh, good one, Katie.
Bagel's low on my overall list. If I had a power rank, I'd go.
I love a bagel.
I know you do. I'd go donut, muffin, English muffin, bagel in that order.
I would go bagel, muffin.
You're not a donut guy.
Donut.
Okay.
English muffins kind of stink.
They're
at the bottom, yeah.
But to answer this question, Bill, the serious question, I would go cream cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, butters.
What's the debate? What's the debate here?
There's no debate.
Okay.
Good. I mean, we agreed on a couple things there at the end.
We did.
The last three.
A real, real heavy debate. We
a
embraced debate.
Fast on that first one.
The first one.
Yeah.
Then after that, we both kind of backed into our corners.
Yeah.
Yeah, cream cheese. I like a nice schmear.
Yeah, what
good,
else?
Good, good,
do?
Good, good.
Okay.
Good. That's Would You Rather Wednesday. Yep. Here on Jones and Keefe, we will get to Pure Hoops with Terp coming up at high noon. We have the hashtag Dork Minute with Rich Keefe next.
The show starts in one.
This is movie time.
Shang-Chi.
You've seen none?
None.
Me and Billy have combined. Me and Billy have combined for one.
Billy's 100 years old.
You and I will go see this new Marvel. People are saying it's actually nuts.
I'm going to give it a rock hard 5 out of 6.
Don't spoil it. Do not spoil it. What's going on?
Make sure you subscribe to
the Hashtag Dork Podcast.
All right, smack dab, middle of the week. Let's get to a hashtag Dork Minute here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And all the scuttlebutt over the last week, Jones, has been about Stranger Things, one of the most popular Netflix shows, or any show really, of all time, came to an end. Or did it?
Oh.
The people are talking. Hashtag conformity gate. You may have seen this.
I haven't.
Maybe it's just my algorithm. It's all I see. So fans, and you notice this after the Game of Thrones finale, and really the final season of Game of Thrones, which was viewed very poorly. People did not care for it, myself included.
Mm-hmm.
They started a GoFundMe to try to get the last season redone. They were trying to raise money so they would reshoot the last season.
That's a good idea.
So this one's a little bit different.
A grassroots movement.
This isn't that. For this one, they have said that they don't believe that the finale was, in fact, the final episode. They think that that was a ruse. Long story short, without giving too much away or getting into the weeds on it, one of the characters can do like some mind control, right? The villain, the Vecna, he can do some mind control.
Okay.
So their point is, the people that have brought up this theory, is that the last couple of episodes were actually just in his mind and he's messing with like the viewer.
Got it.
And they're not just saying that because they're hoping that. They've also then gone through and been like, look at this scene versus this scene
Easter
and look
eggs.
At what this character's doing. Yes. So there's like a ton of evidence there that maybe it could be the case. However, they came up with all these theories. They said this real finale was going to be released today.
Oh.
Update.
It has not.
Now maybe.
There's still time in the day.
There is time. Maybe it could
Were releasing at 8 o'clock at night. So
maybe it could be an 8 o'clock at night. But everybody had circled 1-7, January 7th, as the day. So maybe you can still hold out hope, and it can it'll be released
later.
You can
just do it like the Rapture people, where they just keep moving it a year every year. You know, it's like, well, no, I meant next year,
so
Rapture.
I don't believe it's going to happen. Okay. Yeah, like the Rapture or like the meteor people.
Yeah,
Greg referenced that today. Remember they had the guy that was like, meteor's going to hit us like any minute now?
Yeah.
Didn't happen.
No.
I don't think it's going to happen. I really don't. However, I do think a show should capitalize on this. There's been a lot of buzz, a lot of talk about it, and it would be really smart for a show to do this.
Imagine just the unbelievable buzz you would get from, oh, our finale was a fake out and there's actually a new one.
Yeah.
And just the fact that people would be freaking out about it and like really excited for it, and even if they hated the actual episode, the buzz that a show would get from that,
it's a really good idea.
Would be worth it. By itself.
But you can't just do it with any show. It can't be a show that's just like an add-on. Like, here's an extra episode of like, oh, what the characters are doing now.
Right.
It needs to be one. It needs to almost be like a sci-fi type show where it can be like a mind, like messing with your mind kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's like, what people are on.
Like Severance could do something like that, maybe?
Severance definitely could.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah.
All right, if you're listening.
Great call.
If you're listening.
Hey, Ben Stiller.
Hey,
Ben Stiller.
Hey, Ben.
We got an idea for you.
If you were tuning in for some Knicks takes, that's a free idea.
But so right now on the Dork Podcast, on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts, we are talking Stranger Things finale. So we spent a lot of time on Conformity Gate, but we also talked about the episode itself and if that was, in fact, the final episode. I actually didn't have any problems with it.
Yeah, you seem to like it more than most.
People hated it, but we talked about this a little bit yesterday. People just generally on the internet hate everything. It's obviously very one end or the other, but I'd say 80% of it is everything has to suck, especially show finales.
We talked about this yesterday. There's very few show finales that are well regarded.
Right.
There's not a lot.
So anyway, I think this is closer to one of the better ones, to be honest. Marty Supreme, the Timothy Chalamet movie. They were talking about it this morning because Wiggy and Courtney had both seen it.
Courtney liked it.
Yeah. Wiggy did not.
No, I heard. I certainly heard Wiggy's takes in the break on this film.
Wiggy did not care for it at all. He had a whole character and storyline that he didn't understand, didn't like.
It's a listening problem, apparently.
And a listening problem, because there was one line of dialogue that he said that I was like, well, I think he said this. And he's like, oh. So that did sort of slow. I don't want to give any of it away.
Yeah,
but
I heard this happening, and it was a big miss on Wiggy's end.
But so
I haven't seen the film. I don't know who's right and wrong, but it was a very different interpretation of the line. Yeah,
I would say the movie is good. I think the performance by Chalamet is awesome. Like I don't know if he'll win. He's definitely gonna get nominated for best actor. You could add it to the list of sports movies as well, because it is a ping pong movie after all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so throw that on the list. But Lucas Giolito, friend of the show, is going to join me, Davey, and Rob Bradford tonight at 8 o'clock sharp on the Dork YouTube channel, and then it'll be available on podcast after that. Get his take.
Excellent.
On Marty Supreme.
No, the way you said it is you're like, good movie, I liked it.
Yeah. Great performance.
Great performance by Chalamet. You're like, I probably don't need to watch it again.
I don't know how many more times I'm going to watch it, but I recognize it as a good movie, good performance. And I think Chalamet, this is something we'll talk about tonight, he's turning into one of the few guys that you're like,
I got to see it.
Yeah, it doesn't even really matter what it's about. I'm like, I'll see what he's up to. Because I didn't even really like the Bob Dylan movie that much, but I thought he was awesome as Bob Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
So, Zootopia 2 is on its way to making $1.8 billion, and it's going to be the biggest animated movie of all time.
What?
Zootopia 2.
Lucas, over Christmas break, watched the first Zootopia.
I'd never seen it.
I didn't think it was great either.
Kind of stinks. There's a good sloth scene at the DMV. That's about it.
I was in and out. Like, I didn't sit on the couch and watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
Maybe I missed some of the best parts. I didn't love it, but man, $1.8
billion? $1.8 billion. I guess they're eating it up like a pot roast over in China.
Okay. Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of the money's coming in from China. Yeah, that's worldwide, obviously. Another movie that they're hoping to make over $1 billion is going to be Avengers Doomsday. Comes out at the end of this year, so December, I believe it's 18th, and they've had three different teasers thus far, and one of them is Chris Evans as Captain America back in it.
Nice.
Another one is Chris Hemsworth as Thor.
Real nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. That's a tall drink of water. And then the third one is teasing the X-Men in the original Professor X, Magneto, and Cyclops from the OG X-Men movie from 2000.
Oh, sweet.
These guys are going to cross over into this because this is...
No Storm? We're not getting any... No Halle Berry?
I think we should get some Storm.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I would hope so. It's a Storm. Mystique's going to be back in the blue paint. Rebecca Romijn Stamos?
Yeah.
Oh, no Stamos.
Oh.
Rebecca Romijn O'Connell? I don't think she took his name. Yeah, she's with Jerry O'Connell now.
Oh.
Rebecca Romijn.
Good for them.
So she's going to be in there. But I am excited about this. Speaking of that, the guy who plays Winter Soldier, Sebastian Stan, is in talks to co-star in The Batman 2. It's taken a long time for The Batman Part 2. This is the Robert Pattinson, yep. Matt Reeves Batman, which I really, really liked. Another one I don't think Greg and Wiggy like necessarily.
No.
I liked it a lot. They did play a lot of Nirvana, and it was very dark.
Hope you like Something in the Way.
They played it
5 minutes.
Several times.
That's a good song.
It's a great song.
I like that song. Do I need to hear it a bunch of times in one
film?
But
it puts you in a certain mood.
Yeah.
It puts you in a certain mood.
Yeah.
But Sebastian Stan's going to be in this movie. They didn't say who he's playing.
Wait, so this movie's going to be out next year, and they're still casting it?
2027. Yeah, but I feel like a lot of times when we get these reports that, like, guy is in talks, like, they've already committed to it and like shot scenes.
Oh, that's like, true. I feel like with The Odyssey, it was like, hey, they're good. They're good. They might be in this movie, and they've already finished filming.
Yeah, yeah. So I think he is in it. They haven't said who. Davey and I have been speculating. We think Tommy Elliott, the character who is a lifelong friend of Bruce Wayne, and then later becomes the villain Hush. We feel like that would be the best.
That'd be a good one.
That'd be a good use of his time.
Coming full circle here, by the way, Something in the Way has, I was trying to think of this. That's the line, Fish Don't Have Feelings is in that song.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good
so Katie eat fish because they don't have any feelings.
Yeah, but I would still rather have fish than a lot of birds.
And then how do you have feelings without a brain? That was a good point by you. Okay.
The Housemaid is in theaters right now, a movie that Courtney liked.
Nice.
There's, yeah, Sydney Sweeney's in it. Apparently removes her top.
A lot of hype from Brian running Twitch.
Brian was all about
this
film. Yeah.
A lot of questions about has anyone seen this film?
Yeah.
And
so
I can't wait
Sydney
to see
Sweeney,
this film.
Yes. Amanda Seyfried, and they've already said... I haven't seen the movie, so I don't know if this is a spoiler or not, but they've already said they're working on A Housemaid 2.
Nice.
Electric Boogaloo. Also, Small World, Girl I Went to High School, is in that movie.
Brag.
Yeah. No, wow. She didn't care for me at all. We can't have her on the show. She did not like me.
No?
No.
Okay.
I don't think she cared for me at all. But she is.
Why would you do?
Yeah, you're a very likable guy.
Not to everybody.
Okay.
Not to everybody. This is a younger me.
Ah.
This is a younger me. But she's in that movie.
This was the girl with the popcorn stand, apparently.
No. Different
don't
place.
Don't get him going.
Don't get Jerome going.
No, seriously.
A week from Friday, Ben Affleck, Matt Damon movie called The Rip is going to be on Netflix.
I mean, I heard nothing about this until you and Greg were breaking this down the other day.
So Affleck, Damon, free on Netflix. Well, free in quotes on Netflix. And then two TV shows that premiere tomorrow night. The Traitors, season 4.
Hell yeah.
You and I are all in on that.
Yep.
You get Tara Lipinski, Johnny Weir, Ron Funches, Michael Rappaport.
It drops on pretty quick.
And a lot of Bravo stars. But it's the greatest show ever.
Kelsey's mom.
Travis Kelsey's mom is in this.
No, in terms of like a reality, like a competition reality show.
It's
I think
awesome.
It's,
like the rules of it are awesome. Now, the people can be hit or miss, but like the actual... show is great. I applied to it on this show not so long ago. They're doing a normie.
Not for this season.
No. Non-celebrity season.
Next season.
And then The Pitt season 2 begins tomorrow night, which was a really good show, really well-reviewed show. I enjoyed it as well. Noah Wiley in one of those shows that takes place inside an emergency room. So pretty good stuff there.
Good stuff. People are suggesting on the text line that we should say it's the last Jones and Keefe show.
What, today?
And then come on the air the next day.
Just kidding, we're back.
Yeah, no,
oh, we should have done that 2 weeks ago.
That would have been great. Smart. That would have been.
Surprised everybody.
I don't know that I want to play that game.
No, I don't think I want to play that game.
You
don't
want
to put that kind of stuff out there.
No.
Because then
it
becomes reality. So let's leave it.
We don't want to
Let's
give.
Leave it alone.
Mike and Ken don't get the ideas.
No.
We don't want to.
Because we have a good March Madness idea.
Yeah, at least until March. Then we're gonna have to come up with a fall idea.
I got a
tease
couple.
That. Okay, good.
Live from a pumpkin patch.
I got a show. All right, so that's the hashtag Dork Minute every Wednesday 11:45. You know what we do every Wednesday at high noon, Keith? Pure Hoops with Justin Turpin from WEEI. He joins us next.